This is Jason with Archaics.com, and I'm telling you, be like Nike and just do it. There is a wizard within you, I promise. We all come from different walks of life, and I don't have to tell many of you, you already know, life will kick in the ass. We don't all come with a silver spoon. We don't all come from money. We got to work for what we got. We got to struggle, still struggling. But there are methods by which we can measure the rhythm of our ways. We can walk through this life like a lion, and things will happen for us. There is a power in boldness, assertiveness. There is a fundamental power in confidence. It cannot be measured. It's not quantifiable. It's reality itself is non-local. The human imagination is not governed by anything that's even measurable in Newtonian physics. This video goes into some of that detail, but these are my experiences. These are my reality tunnels. Some of you can share. Some of you can borrow from it. Some of you have experienced the exact same things I have. This video is meant to help just those few people who can get it, who grasp it, can take from it. If you're a critic, then you're a critic for a reason. If you put a barrier up between you and any new data that you come across, you can rest assured that new data will be protected against you. There's no better way to say it. Enjoy this presentation. Get from it what you can, because there's some gems in here. This is Jason, Archaics.com, and have a blessed day. I don't like to sell hope, but I know this video will reach those who need it. Our lives are magical. The negativity, the pain we suffer, is because we come into contact with other people's reality tunnels, which happened because information from these worlds we came into contact with was accepted as true. There is no blame. We are programmed to accept things we come into contact with. Yes, the default programming of our existence is negative in the collective, but in the personal, we have great power to create great things in our lives. So this video is about that. I hear and share a little bit of what I know, what I have experienced. Our holospheric medium, it's stimulated into activity by the beliefs of those confined within it, a morphic field that continually generates the real out of the imagined. The architecture of reality is so plastic in receptivity that it will always produce effects in proportion to the waveforms of our cerebral transmitters. The secret is so simple. Act as if you are, and you will be. I have made a long study of the events of my life and the world around me, allowing me to make these inescapable conclusions. My experiences conform to my picture of reality, my beliefs. The outcome of my endeavors correlate with my expectation. Therefore, my assumptions of truth become the truth. Manifesting what I believe is the function of the universe. The world has no power over me. It merely reflects what I choose to see, confirming my beliefs about myself, which obey no laws, nor are they confined by them. At all times, I am casting out a magnetic image of what I think of myself, attracting to me experiences that correspond with that image. My self-perception creates circumstances that confirm my image of myself. The world responds to me in the precise proportion of how I perceive myself. Because we live in a fiction, products of our imagination, also fictions, create our reality. My perceptions of natural phenomena and laws of physics are creations of our collective minds that I have accepted as true, but I am not bound by them, for I exist mentally in a dimension beyond the material. Therefore, I conjure events into existence by my desire to experience them. I encourage events to move in a certain direction. I alter one reality to create another to make things happen that would ordinarily not occur. I draw people, events, and conditions from absolutely unexpected sources. I originate new conditions out of nothing. I set things in motion that do not diminish over time. I live out the fiction to create the fact. I change the physical world through practiced intention. Because 100% of the future is constructed of a union of the real and the imagined, I dream my life into existence, free to create any reality I prefer. Therefore, my creativity possesses powers of its own. My thoughts collapse possibilities into realities. Morphing from one self to another, switching reality tunnels, I instantly induce reality to change. With each self, I assume I bring about an alternate universe. Existing in a state of non-union, I exercise power over my environment. Independent of existence, I am able to employ any magical technology I will. My own entirely subjective, complete, and closed system. It doesn't have to work for anybody else. My own self-created subjective reality is a byproduct of my imagination, both entertaining and profiting me. I deliberately act beforehand to create virtual influences, imaginings that then modify reality. Everything to me is possible and real because it is all moored to an illusion, this holosphere. I am moored to a living etheric field, not the perceived reality tunnels. Because I am a spark amidst an infinite sea of possibility, my experiences are due to the reality tunnels I choose to view the world through. I create experiences by inventing new reality tunnels. I imagine the things I desire to build informed fields that imprint the ether, drawing them into my physical existence. Due to these realizations, I conclude with this summary. Products of my imagination are not limited by precedent. In the ether, everything I want already exists. Knowing there is no opposition, opposition cannot appear. Nothing hinders but myself. My thoughts of power produce power. By acts of imagination, I draw from myself more than I contain. My faith is not conceived and known. It is lived and enacted. By acting as though I am, I become. By my attitude, I influence all outcomes. When I change my attitude, I change my world. What my mind most contemplates, that I become. I receive not what I want, but what I am. Because I am what I am, I become what I will. Sad. This preconditioned program mindset we humans suffer, that we require formulas and step-by-step procedures to achieve results. As one who walked in your shoes, I understand your need and will give you such an itinerary. Because thoughts are things, they are the builders of our future existence. All of the thoughts of collective humanity in the past has constructed our present. But our present existence can be altered by thinking about what we want and acting as if things have already changed. Here's your formula. You imagine what you want, understanding that the past means nothing. In the collective, we are heading in a certain direction, but in the personal, we have great power to effect change. Imagining requires the intent that there will be a fulfillment. Fantasizing does not manifest reality. A million daydreams still lacks the impulse of belief. Do not imagine how things are to come to pass. That is the domain of the universe, the ether, the spirit, the holosphere, the oversoul, your God. Speak and will your wants into existence by affirming that you are this or that. And be aware that the creative power through you, even after you've ceased dwelling on your desire, is still there. Awareness of power creates power. Know that it is done by realizing that what we want exists now. When we accept something as real, it becomes real to us. The universe is a mirror of space and time, creating every day what is known, reflecting back into the present world what was projected into it. Be grateful. Thank your God. Feel gratitude of having already received what is wanted. When you can genuinely be thankful for things you have yet to possess, you demonstrate pure faith and will receive whatever it is you want. Let go of your desire by calmly trusting that it will come to pass. When we wait for something, it avoids us in both space and time, because longing and desire always contain an element of doubt, strengthening those conditions that brought on longing and desire. Letting go is the highest trust toward your God. Act as though you are and you will be. Your daily life, your actions must supplement belief. Work to realize your wants, and let your higher power do the rest. Never concentrate on what you do not want to happen, because fear is emotionally charged, and what is feared will always be reflected back as conditions. When we think with restrictions, we are restricted. When we project limitations, we are limited. Remember, the prayer of desperation admits a situation for what it is and thus continues it. These were very hard-won facts. I am 47 years old, and I came by this information by trial and error, by introspection, and a long, long years of analysis of the events of my life. I have not lived a very good life. I know that some of the dungeons that I've passed through were of my own design. I did it to myself. My life is really good now, but it's because I view the world through a different lens. I see how we are the cause and reality is the effect. I hope this information helps you. I don't want this video to carry on too long. I want you to break free or die trying. And those of you new, welcome to the Archaics family.